If I had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? I want to know, Lord, would I be if it had not been for the Lord on my side? Tell me, where would I be? Where would I be?
Amen.
Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Had not been for the Lord on our side.
Amen.
Where would we be?
Where would we be?
Praise God. We will be gone.
That's the truth.
Amen. All right. So we praise God for another day.
Yes. Hallelujah.
He has brought us together one more time.
Yes.
Praise God.
Honor and glory to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God who is still keeping us.
Amen.
In spite of all the devil tried to do to take us.
Yes. Thank you, God.
Amen.
He yet kept us yet another day.
Amen.
Allowed us to be a part of his handiwork for this day.
Yes.
And I glorify him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Magnify his name.
He's worthy.
Trying to come into our hearts and our minds and guide us through this service.
Uh-huh.
God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we praise God for this, the 13th day.
Uh-huh.
Or the 12th day, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
The 12th day of February.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the 43rd day of the year.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We are still here.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God.
I know this is another day the Lord has made.
Yes.
Let's rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anybody give God the praise for this day?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
Glory
God.
Be God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I'm glad. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be in the number.
Yeah, the pastor. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. Things may not be like I want them to be, but I'm here.
That's right.
Amen.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And it's not what I want, it's what God wants.
Amen.
Amen.
What he requires of us.
Yes,
yes, Lord.
Now, that's what it's all about, because as you heard in the scriptures earlier, the earth is the Lord's.
Amen.
And the fullness thereof.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. God. Everything in that dwells therein is his.
Amen.
So if it is in existence, it's the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
My Lord.
Not in existence, it's not his, but
amen.
If
amen.
It exists, it's his.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we own nothing.
So true, Pastor. So true.
We brought nothing in.
Amen.
We can carry nothing out.
Uh-huh. Amen. Tell it, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Although we fighting, fussing about it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it's not ours.
Amen.
Amen. It's not out of the claim.
Right.
This is the Lord's.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. Amen. We praise God for all our ministers on Saturday and all the officers of the church.
Amen.
All the lay people that are
Amen.
So God is still in the midst of us.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I'm glad to know that he never leave us.
Tell it, Pastor.
Neither does he forsake us.
Amen.
We might leave him mentally and spiritually, but he'll be right there.
Amen.
Waiting for you.
Amen.
Find a way where you left him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
God. So we're going to go into the book of Romans.
Amen.
The 3rd chapter, verse 19, 4th chapter, verse 15, 5th chapter, verse 13, and 20. I think I'm going to read all those.
Amen.
Romans 3:19.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Romans 3:19. Let's find that one.
Amen.
Over there.
Amen.
Romans 3rd chapter, verse 19 says, now we know that what things soever the law said it, it said it to them who are under the law.
Mm-hmm.
That every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. That, okay, we got that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Let's go to the fourth chapter,
mm-hmm.
verse 15. Because the law worketh wrath.
Mm-hmm.
For where no law is, there is no transgression.
Amen.
Okay, where there's no law, there's no transgression or sin.
Amen.
All right. Romans 5:18. Over there.
Amen.
For until the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not input when there is no law.
Amen.
Okay. And verse 20. Okay. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abound, grace did much more abound.
Amen.
Okay. I want to talk to you briefly this day from this thought. I'm no longer under the law.
Amen. I'm no longer under the law.
Okay.
Amen.
Well, everybody say that.
I'm no longer under the law.
Okay. Now you got to hold on to that and know it by faith.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That you're not under the law. There Amen. Was a time when you were under the law. Okay. And while you're under the law, sin prevailed.
Amen.
Okay. But we got to know today that we are no longer under that law.
Amen.
Jesus fixed that for us.
Yes.
When he gave his life, mm-hmm. we might live, and we accept what he done for our atonement of our mm-hmm. sins.
Yes.
The law was removed from all of us that did that. And it gave us an umbrella of grace.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That covers us. Grace is unearned love.
Amen.
Okay. We don't deserve it.
That's right.
But it's freely give it to us.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Okay. And pays the debt for us. that we owe and could not pay. From the beginning of time, everything was good and very good. All that God made. Mm-hmm. There was no evil in the land.
Amen.
There was no bad in the land. No ill things in the land. But nothing but good.
Hell, yeah. Pastor.
All right. All the time, everywhere, goodness was there ringing in us.
Yes.
And no reason for worrying, no reason for crying, no reason for being sad. Because everything was an ideal world to be in.
Amen.
Okay. And in other words, you could say it was heaven here on earth.
Yes.
Okay. And God made man and placed him in a garden, a special place he built just for put him in. Okay. That he could dwell therein and enjoy the blessings of the Lord. Okay. But man disobeyed God.
Man.
And when they disobeyed God, evil entered into the land. All bad things entered into the land. And God then had to come up with some laws that will show man his wrong.
Teach it, Pastor. Teach
show him his badness that is found in him. Okay? The law has to point that out because, as you heard earlier in the scriptures, when there is no law, there is no sin.
Amen.
Okay? So God had to give them laws so they can see their error of their life and that they are sinning against him. Okay. Now, God did this. And if we continue to try to live under the law.
Tell it, Pastor.
We got to be a debtor to the whole thing. We can't take one law and then decide that you're going to do the rest of it by grace.
Amen.
You either got grace or you got the law.
Amen.
The choice is yours. Just as it gave Adam and Eve a choice in the garden.
Yes.
Okay. Gave them the choice to let them have everything in the garden except one thing. And we're so greedy, we just got to have that too.
Amen.
Okay. And that greed is still in us.
Amen.
We get everything we need. Then we start getting everything we want.
Amen.
And then we start getting everything we don't want, but we get it anyway because it's there. All right. So Adam and Eve took that fruit and they knew the consequence.
Amen.
It wasn't like they were surprised when it happened.
Tell it, Pastor.
They knew the consequence of what's going to happen when they eat that fruit. They were plainly told, the day you eat it, you shall surely die. All right. Now, death reigns in us because we were born in sin.
Hell, amen.
We were shaped into iniquity. All right. We were born in sin because of what man done. One man brought sin and death to everybody. One man took it away. The one man that brought sin and death was Adam. The one that took it away was Jesus. Now, this is of faith and not of deeds. not of works, but it is of faith that we are free of sin. And we got to speak it as if it was so, and that is not, if it were not, if it is, and that it is, and if it were not. We got to speak those words into existence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. Knowing that God will do what he said he would do.
Amen. And
he told Abraham, I have made thee.
Tell it, Pastor, tell it.
A father
of
many nations.
Uh-huh.
Now, he told Abraham that before he even had a child.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Not through the promise anyway. Abraham was past conceding, and his wife Sarah was past conception. Abraham around 100, Sarah around 90.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And her womb was considered to be dead.
Mm-hmm.
But God said to them, he was going to make them a father of many nations. And so he spoke it into existence.
Yeah.
Even though we did not see it.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Okay. And so what we're saying now, when we say that I am alive forevermore, we're not talking about this life.
That's right.
We're talking about the one that yet to come.
Uh-huh. Amen. Teach it, Pastor.
Okay. Because we are speaking it into existence.
Amen.
Because of faith, because the word said we could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we speak the word that God gave us. And know that whatever it is, it will be performed.
Amen.
Because God is able to do whatever he speaks.
Mm-hmm.
He's able to perform it.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Okay. So let us keep that in mind. Therefore, deeds of the law shall, by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is known knowledge of sin.
Uh-huh.
So we got to have a law to for you to break in order for you to say that you sin.
Amen.
Okay. Now, the righteous God is without the law, is manifest being witnessed by the law of the prophets. Okay. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. Okay? For all have sinned
and fallen short.
And come short of the glory of God. So you can't say I ain't done nothing wrong. Everybody have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So you're being justified freely by the grace of God through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. It's not anything we're doing. It's what Jesus done for us. Whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood. We declare his righteousness for the remission of sin that was passed through the forbearance of God. Okay, so we got to know that Jesus paid it for us. Somebody find 1 John 1 and 9. First John, not Saint John now, First John. Anybody got it?
Not yet.
First John, back then near Revelation.
First John 1 and 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful.
God is faithful.
And just to forgive us our sins.
Now, if we confess it.
Right.
That we've done wrong.
Uh-huh.
That we have sinned. If you own up to what you've done was wrong. And ask God for His forgiveness. He is faithful to do it.
Uh-huh.
So that's His word. If you ask, He's going to forgive.
Yeah.
All right. And so His faithful and just to forgive us of how many?
All of our sins.
He didn't say, I'm going to forgive you for some of them. I'm going to forgive you for the one that's not bad.
Oh.
But He said He's going to forgive us for all our sins. And you got to receive that by faith.
Tell it, Pastor. Tell it.
You're not going to feel it.
Amen.
You're not going to see it.
Nope.
You just got to know it is done because God said He would do it.
Amen.
And how many know God can't lie?
That's right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay. Whatever He said He'd do,
He'll do it.
He was sure He'll do it. And it didn't just stop there at forgiving.
Amen.
He also does what else?
And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
He's going to wash you in the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And that blood of Jesus is going to wash away all your guilt and stain.
Tell.
All of your sins.
Yes.
So not only does He forgive it, He removes it from you.
Amen.
And I believe that in Psalm that said, just as far as the east from the north.
Uh-huh.
And just as high as the heavens above the earth. That's
uh-huh.
how much He forgives us and removes those transgressions from us.
Amen.
So He not only forgive us, okay, but He washes away all our sin.
Amen.
Okay. And it won't be no hangover.
Amen.
The devil tried to make you have one. And he could keep bringing it up to you, let you know that you ain't saved because you're done dust to dust.
Uh huh.
But you got to let him know that I'm not a sinner because I'm no longer under the law.
That's right.
Amen.
The law doesn't apply to me. Okay, because if I decide I want to take the law and use it,
uh-huh.
then I got to live by the law.
Amen.
Okay. And Romans 6 and 23 told me that the wages
of sin is death.
Of sin is death.
Uh-huh.
But the gift
life
of God is what?
God is eternal life.
Eternal life. Mm-hmm. All right. So how many choose the law? And how many choose grace?
Amen. Give me some grace. Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Grace will do it for you.
Amen.
Okay. And that was 1 John 1:9, right?
Yes.
Read that in, next chapter, first two verses.
Chapter 2?
Yes.
My little children.
Who's the little children?
Us.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay. So why you get somebody to get mad with somebody if they call you a little child?
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
I ain't no child. I'm 90 years old. But Jesus, in the Word of God, said that you were who?
Little children.
Mm-hmm. My little children, what happened?
These things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so don't sin just because you ain't got no law to say that you sin.
Tell it, Pastor, teach it.
Okay, don't do it, but he know that you're going to do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it includes this part that if any man sin, we got somebody we can go to.
That's right.
That will go to the Father for us. We can't go directly to the Father.
That's right.
We got to go by Jesus.
Because
Jesus paid the price for us.
That's right. Amen.
The debt we owe is to Jesus.
Uh-huh.
All right. So he is our perpetuator. He is our lawyer.
Amen.
Amen.
He's going to plead our case.
Yes. Glory to God.
Right now, so
yes, thank you, God.
We are under the law. Romans 8 and 1. So therefore, there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Okay, if you're in Christ Jesus, you can't be condemned.
Amen.
Teach it, Pastor.
Somebody try to condemn you.
Uh-huh.
It's up to you to not accept it.
Amen.
Okay, because the word plain to tell me, there ain't no condemnation.
Amen.
To them that are in Christ Jesus. Okay, so we're back in Romans now. Okay, and look at that. Stop by the, as you're going back to where we were. Stop by that 8th chapter. And make sure you read that first verse.
There is therefore no condemnation.
How many?
There is no condemnation.
None at all.
No condemnation.
No condemnation. There is none.
There is none.
Okay. So you just said, oh, you're not talking to me?
That's right.
I can't sin.
Amen.
Why can't you sin? Because there ain't no law over me.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
But just because there's no law over me, don't give me freedom to go out there and do what God says to sin.
Thank you.
Teacher, Pastor.
Okay. All right. You've been made free from that sin.
Mm-hmm.
So don't go out there wallowing it. You got to get out of the mud pen, out of the mud hole.
Uh-huh.
Clean you up for the big contest show.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as we got you cleaned up, you went and jumped in the mud hole again.
Amen.
Jesus washed you.
Amen.
Made you clean.
Uh-huh.
Now you wallowing back in the same mess all over again?
Amen. Tell the pastor.
Saying that I'm free?
Jesus.
You're free, but God don't want you out there making them looking like a mess.
Amen.
Know, that's right. Amen.
He wants you to stay clean.
Amen. Glory to God.
There's no condemnation to them that who?
Which are in Christ Jesus.
That are in Christ Jesus. You got to be and tell somebody you got to be in Christ Jesus, though.
You got to be in Christ Jesus.
Okay.
Who walk not after the flesh, but after
not
the Spirit.
Doing the thing that the flesh wants you to do. Okay. But the what?
But after the Spirit.
You're going to go and do the thing that God's Spirit said tell you to do. The Holy Ghost will teach you and will guide you and lead you. And we're going to listen to him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. All right. Back for to the third chapter.
Amen. Which verse?
Okay. Okay, we just did the 25th, so look at 26. To declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just,
yes,
and the justifier of them, of him, which believeth in Jesus.
Amen.
Tell them it's all about faith.
It's all about faith.
You got to believe the word, to believe God.
Amen.
You can't be doubting it.
Amen.
Okay, your relief from the law is by faith.
Uh-huh.
Your sins that you can't put a do is by faith.
Amen.
You're in a body that's going to sin.
Amen.
Because the body you're in is sin.
Teach your pastor.
Okay. But you're speaking about the body that's yet to come.
Uh-huh.
The inner spiritual man.
Amen.
This physical man dies every day.
Yes.
But the inner spiritual man renews itself every day.
Uh-huh. Amen.
It keep on, it's just as young today as it was the day you were born.
Oh, yes.
Teach your pastor.
Okay. Because he continues to live in us. We don't die.
Uh-huh.
And we just pass on to another life.
Thank you, Jesus.
That life that we start talk about is by faith and not of the law.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the what?
The deeds of the law.
Without the deeds of the law. Mm-hmm. We are justified by faith.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
All right. You're justified based on what the word has said. And you believe that word. Okay. Abraham believed God.
Amen.
And it was input to him for righteousness. Okay. He believed God when God told him that I have made you a father of many nations.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he didn't have no seed at that time. But look at what God said. I have made you. That meaning what? It's already
done.
And done. It's already in existence. Even though I don't see it. So I'm speaking it into existence. Okay. And I said, I don't lie. I'm really talking about what's yet to come.
Yeah.
Because the word has said it and God's going to perform it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's thank God for that.
Amen.
Okay. All right, let's go to the fourth chapter.
But the law worketh wrath. For the law worketh wrath. For where no law is, there is no transgression.
All right. Where there is no law. You got it?
Amen.
Amen.
Where there is no law, there is no sin. There's no breaking of the law. You can't break what doesn't exist.
Teach it, Pastor.
And how did the law get gone? The law won't do in the way with Jesus said, I didn't come to destroy the law.
Amen.
I come to fulfill them. He had to pay that debt to the law that we owe.
Amen.
And that debt was death. So Jesus came to die and pay for all our sins.
Amen.
So that we won't have to die.
Amen.
And live forever.
Yes.
So he took the law, paid for it, and moved it from us, and gave us a new law, and it's the law of grace.
Amen.
So we accept grace.
Amen.
Or we accept the law.
Amen.
Okay. You can't make me have both of them.
Amen.
Okay. Thank God we're not under the law any longer.
Amen.
Okay. We are under grace.
Yes.
Okay. So we thank God for that. Grace is sufficient to handle all of our deeds. Okay, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Okay. All right. Even 22, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Okay, all have sinned. So amen. I can't point my finger at you.
That's right.
And you can't point your finger at me.
That's right, amen.
Everybody's guilty of sin.
Amen.
At some time of your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
And once you broke one,
you broke them all.
You broke them all.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you can't accuse me of one sin and you doing another one.
That's right, amen.
Okay. Sin is sin. Okay. Chapter 4.
Because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression.
Well, there's no law. I'm trying to get that driven home to you. There's no transgression. Okay. Because we can't say somebody ain't saved because you saw them do something wrong.
Amen.
Remember, they're not under the law.
Uh-huh.
They're under
Grace.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we can't judge them without judging ourselves.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
And whatever judgment you put on them, you place it on yourself.
Hey, all right.
Okay. Let's look at Romans chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, 8.
Even as David also describeth the blindness of man, unto whom God imputed righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whom the Lord will not impute sin.
Okay, so they are blessed. The Lord will not impute sin to you because you believe the word. Okay, and you accepted the word as your guide and your cover. And the word came and died for us.
Amen.
Gave us a new law, a law of grace, and not a law of authority and power. Okay. So let's drop down a little bit. And we had to quit.
And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of righteousness of the faith, which he had yet been uncircumcised, that he might be.
Abraham received it, even though he hadn't been circumcised himself. Okay, he received it as the word of God has given it to him. And he believed it, okay? And therefore, circumcision don't mean anything one way or the other. Circumcised or uncircumcised, it's not gonna profit you nothing. Continue.
That he might be the father of all them that believe, through they be not circumcised, the righteousness might be imputed unto them also.
Okay, so he becomes the father of all of us. That's why you can say I'm the blessed seed of Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has made us the righteousness of his, the son of his, the children of his. And we're part of that many nation that God has made him of, father of. Continue.
And the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had been yet uncircumcised.
Okay, so we weren't circumcised into the law. We have not done that, but we have been circumcised from sin.
Amen.
Through the blood of Jesus. Okay, so that's been removed from us. Read 13th verse.
For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith.
Okay, that promise won't come because of the law that's commanding to do it. It was going to come based on what he believed God said. God will surely perform it. And it was by faith. For 14.
For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void and the promise made of none effect.
All right. So if you take the law and make what all Jesus done void and null.
Teach you, Pastor.
And the promises don't mean nothing at all. Okay? We're just out here doing things for nothing. If Amen. We don't accept the word as it said, that and we'd be just like the atheists.
Amen.
right, 15.
Because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression.
Okay, we'll stop it there. The law bringeth wrath. But when there is no law, there is no sin. There's no breaking of that law. Okay. So, say again, I'm no longer.
I'm no longer under the law.
Okay, but I'm under
grace.
Okay, under grace. And amen. When grace, but law gets big, grace gets more exposed to cover.
Teach it, Pastor.
So you can walk around and knowing that you're free.
Amen.
You're free from the law of sin and death.
Teach it, teach it.
You're free to live a holy life.
Amen.
Free to live a life full of joy. Mm-hmm. Okay, and not worrying about the sins of the world.
Amen.
All right, because the sins are there for the sinner.
Yes.
Amen.
Excuse me, the law is there for the sinner. Mm-hmm. The law Amen. Is there for the sinner. And grace is there for the righteous.
Tell it, Pastor.
God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor.
Good teaching, Pastor. Good teaching.
Yes, it was.
You know, Pastor, like that, these are times, like say, we have to thank God for you breaking down the word to give us a better understanding.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. You and have a smile upon you. Let's be in prayer for one for another.
Amen.
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 Now may the grace of God, sweet communion, the Holy Spirit rest, move, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And everybody say amen.
Amen. Amen.